The Traveler's Journal, June 4th. Training around great gardens. Model railroading has been a popular hobby almost as long as there have been trains. Small-scale Lionel and HO gauge layouts have circled Christmas trees for decades, and expansive model train displays still regularly draw crowds to museums and science centers. Recently, another type of model training has been picking up steam. Large-scale garden railroads really got rolling in Britain over a century ago, using wider-gauged but meticulously detailed model trains and live, appropriately sized plants. Enthusiasts transformed their gardens into elaborate railroad settings. Though briefly popular in the 20s, garden railroads didn't catch on in the U.S. until the late 60s. Combining two popular hobby passions, training and gardening, the movement's spreading. Some 100 garden railroad clubs now maintain active displays across the country. Though too small to ride, these trains are impressively large. Locomotives measure 2 feet or more and weigh 10 pounds. Freight and passenger cars are even longer. All landscaping and buildings are scaled to train size. Garden railroads tend to be electric-powered, but some are driven by miniature steam engines. Most garden railroads are privately run, but several dozen are on public display across the U.S. Fairplex Garden Railroad, operating at Los Angeles County Fairgrounds since 1935, is the oldest and, with over a mile and a half of track, one of the largest. Some public displays are seasonal. Others run year-round. All make for engaging visits for young and old alike. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.